Well, hi there, Jonathan Dahl with you once again for the weekly podcast. Great to have you on board, whether you're a long-time listener or this is the first time. I've got some more gold for you this week. Remember the mantra we always share. You don't need a whole bunch of great ideas to change your life. You just need one good idea that you're actually prepared to use. Doesn't matter if you've read every book there is on personal development, growth, and goals. What matters is one or two ideas that you actually use. So once again this week, got some gold for you, and as always, they just come to my mind at different times, different experiences, and this week, I want to talk about your toughest competitor. I want to give you a paradigm, an insight called your toughest competitor, and what I want to do is pitch to you this idea that the toughest competitor you are ever going to face in life is definitely not someone else. Now, there'll definitely be times in your life when you'll say, oh, that's not true. Yes, it is. I can name this person or this competing business, or I had to go for this job and there was somebody better than me. I'm really going to try and shift your paradigm and say, no, the toughest competitor in life is always ourselves. You know, we actually can't really control that much around us. Now, sometimes we think, you know, that we can control everything, and that's just a recipe for disaster, right? But we think we can control other people. But so much of the time we can't. What we can control primarily is ourselves. Our responses, our commitments, our work ethic, our focus, our commitment to learning and growing. These are the things that we can control. So the question becomes, what happens if we're not doing that well? If we find that there's an internal force that's actually stopping us from growing and contributing and developing the way that we really like to. Now, I'm going to introduce a little paradox here. It's basically the both and thing. I mean, the older I've got, I've sort of aged a little bit now, and I'm sort of learning that, you know, things aren't always black and white. Sometimes they definitely are. I would say there's definitely some things that are very black and white. There's plenty of grey and plenty of both and. Now, when I want to talk to you about this toughest competitor concept, I want to do a both and. Because I've written in my book, Bridging the Gap, about threshold experiences, where I talk about putting yourself in places where you're surrounded by people at a higher level than you. And you can, well, if you read that part of the book, you'll think, but hang on, if I'm the toughest competitor, why bother putting myself around other people who are going to, you know, I'm going to be competing against them? The paradox I want to give you is that even if you are sort of seemingly competing against other people, really what they're doing is pushing you to become the best that you can become. Let's think about that again. You know, it's about you becoming the best that you can become by being around those people. The real competitor, the real sort of performance that you're trying to shift and change is always internal. It's not somebody else's behavior you're trying to change. So I'll give you an example again from the recent charity ride that I did on that 500K charity ride. The second day, we did a 40K race up into the Alpine regions, right? So this was just basically 40Ks of Alpine climbing at high speed. And we began this race in a group, as you often do in a bike race, and you're cruising along, and there's 12 or 15 of us in this sort of breakaway group. And then eventually it splits. We get to the base of the first main hill, and it's what they call a selection process, right? Everybody is just going to go for it. So two guys take off. I'm straight after them because I know that they were the strongest guys there, so I recognize that they're at a level higher than I am, so I want to chase them so that they'll bring up my performance. But then it begins, and within about 10-15 minutes, I've been working really hard on the bike, and it gets quieter and quieter, and there was a guy kind of, you know, he was 100 meters behind me, then 200 and 300, but I knew that if I was slower, he would catch me up, and the next 40Ks was in my head competing, I can promise you, against myself. There was this total drive. Your body wants to stop, but you got to keep it going. You want to quit. You got to keep going. So the internal competitor was me. And it was very clear for me that day that the real competition was no one else, that there wasn't anybody else. You know, again, this paradox. Yes, I may have wanted to chase after somebody, but really, why would I want to do that? I didn't want to really beat them. It wasn't like I was going to get off the bike and do a dance and go, look, I kicked your butt. It was more like I knew that chasing them would make me stronger and I would become a better rider. So really, this idea of toughest competitor is about you growing. And yes, other people may contribute to that, but really the hardest battles you'll face will be your own internal battles of resistance. Let's hear that again. The hardest battles you'll face will be your own internal battles of resistance. And they're so subtle. You know, if you kind of knew what they were all the time, they'd be easier to point out. If you knew what they were costing you, they'd be easier to see. And you go, my gosh, I can't believe I'm doing that. But they're subtle. We'll get to that in a sec. The last main introductory point is to talk again, as I like to do sometimes, about Aristotle, because my postgraduate background was in high-end philosophy. You know, Aristotle was one of the major Greek philosophers, drew our attention to this idea of perfectibility. That, you know, this idea that the human person, that you can become more of what you are. You know, no other animal created thing gets to do that. It's only human beings that get to do that. That we be able to move in a direction, a trajectory of growth, of becoming more of what we already are. And as I was preparing this episode, I realized the tragedy that most people in life won't do this. And I'm about to release the second edition of my book, Bridging the Gap. And I was going through just doing some edits and I'm going, you know, really, when I write the book, I don't want to come across as like, you know, I've got it all figured out. But I was writing it realizing, you know what, most people are never going to do this. Most people are really never going to sort of try and improve themselves. And if you're listening to this, if you come this far in this podcast even, you're definitely somebody that's open to these ideas. So stay with me as we go through it. I've talked a little bit about myself and competing against myself. Two other examples have come to mind. You may have come across the very famous guy, John Wooden. Now, John Wooden was a basketball coach at the University of California at LA, and he was the most successful college basketball coach in history. Now, unless you're living in the States, you wouldn't realize that college ball over there is massive. It's just an incredibly popular thing that stops the whole nation. So John Wooden was famous as a coach that had the most wins. You know, I think he won, I can't remember, maybe it's 10 back-to-back NCAA titles. Like, just this amazing coach, and he's totally revered in the game. But, you know, not just because now he's become a very old man and he's had so much wisdom, but the stuff that he's written and had to say, but so many of the great players who came into the NBA through him talked about his relentless focus on getting players to realize that the ultimate competition was themselves. You know, he said to them, it doesn't matter if you go out and you beat a team by 100 points and you utterly obliterate them. He would drill this. He goes, it doesn't matter. If you walk off that court knowing that you didn't give 100% of your possibility or potential in that game, or in a training session, the same in training sessions. If you leave without knowing that you gave it everything, he said, you will know. And this was this mantra, this way of seeing the world, that what mattered for him was training people to realize that they had to contribute everything, they had to give everything, that the real competitor was themselves. It's such a powerful idea that we think that it's other people or it's other circumstances. And yes, they change us and we can learn from them. But really, it's this internal battle for growth and to grow every day. My gosh, we spend so many of our days not growing or learning or developing or making hard choices. And the other example I'll give you, along with John Wooden, was the famous Roger Bannister, who broke the 4-minute mile barrier. Now, as I was thinking about this, I thought, you know, Bannister was really competing against himself. Well, yes, again, there were other people running on that day. But he knew that he could pretty much beat them. So he didn't go out there thinking, man, I hope I can beat some guy here. Like, he pretty much knew he was really quick and that he was going to just run really fast. So who was his real competition on the day? It was himself. And it was himself, and it was this internal number, this 4-minute mile that he carried internally. So this internal competitor was what drove him on that day to break this amazing record. And of course, after that, so many other people did too once they realized that it could be done. But I had this image of Bannister just running and just forgetting the competition, forgetting everybody around him, and just thinking about his ultimate best performance. So I mentioned a little bit earlier about, you know, how there's some complexity here, and I'll introduce it by talking about a great quote from, you know, the US Marines, who have a quote that says, no better friend, no worse enemy, right? No better friend, no worse enemy, which means, you know, if the Marines are on your side, you've got no better friend, but if they're against you, you've got no worse enemy, man. This is pretty serious. What do I mean? It's basically that you are either your best friend sometimes or your worst enemy, and we all do it. This isn't judgment, right? This isn't going, you know, you're one or the other. We all do it all the time. Sometimes we make smart decisions, we do the right thing for ourselves. Sometimes we self-sabotage. So this internal competitor can also self-sabotage. Rather than allowing this internal capacity to compete against ourselves, we all sit on the couch. We will just self-sabotage. And it's funny, isn't it? Because if you were competing against somebody else, and you know, you knew they were coming to, like, you know, steal your training gear or let down the air in your tires. Imagine that, you're competing in a race, right, a bike race, and you know that your ultimate competitor, this person who often beats you, was going to come at 2 p.m. and was going to let the air out of your tires. Someone told you that. You'd be so vigilant, right? You'd be just standing there at, like, you know, 1:30 going, dude, I got a crowbar here, you touched my tires, you know, you get the point. And I'm like, you know, but we do it to ourselves. You know, we sabotage ourselves with food, with time wasting, with the wrong people. So realize that you've got this internal friend and this internal enemy basically in you, and you've got to be switched on to which one is basically running the show. So I've talked about self-sabotage before. I do it. I'm going to put my hand up, as I do every week, and say there are definitely times when I will self-sabotage, but at least I'm at a point now where I can go, you know what you're doing? You are self-sabotaging. I would catch myself doing it. And it's really interesting when you do it, because you discover that, you know, we don't always mean well, that we have this part of us that actually doesn't want things to work out. So, and if you listen to me say that, there have got to be areas in your life when you do that, aren't there? Think of one now. Think of something you do that isn't helping you. You know, whether it's a person, a pastime, a food, a habit, we do all these all the time. So we don't just have to worry about external competitors. We've got one internally, and your task is to get your journal out, as I often do, and write down some of those internal self-sabotaging things that you're doing to make your own life harder, because that's internal competition. Now, let's wrap up. How do we leverage this idea? It's one thing to give you some head knowledge, but I want to give you some more practical stuff here. This idea of you being your own toughest competitor and how you can use it. First idea I want to give you is just focus upon your own best effort all the time. Listen to that again. Focus upon your own best effort. The danger is when you focus outwards on what everybody else is doing. What I want you to do is whatever area we're thinking of, your study, your sport, your relationships, your artistic work, whatever matters to you, your business, your professional career, you've really got to focus on what you are doing best and your best efforts every time. Again, sorry if I bore you with them, but they're useful for me because they're real and because they're instructive. Riding today, ride 6 days a week at a high level. Today's the fastest ride of the week. It is brutal. International pro riders on the front. It is insane. It is a dangerous, wickedly fast ride. And today, it probably goes for about an hour. I'm at about the 45-minute mark. I'm hanging on, and I get dumped by the pros. Like, I'm fine with that. I'm 41 years of age, for crying out loud, right? So, but I'm thinking to myself afterwards, I wasn't like, oh man, down on myself. I was like, okay, basically I knew exactly where I dropped. I figured out why I dropped, and it was my best effort today. I can honestly say that I gave it everything I had today. But I can promise you, next Friday on the same ride, I'm going to make it to the next point that I've marked out, and I'll be in there for 47 minutes. And then I can set my goals and I'll be there. But I have to focus not on what I didn't do. I don't have to focus on the fact that there were pro riders on the front. I mean, I can leverage that, can't I? I can use that and say, dude, man, how awesome. You made it that long at that level with those people. But I'm focusing on my best effort. And, you know, your own internal competition, your own internal competitor, focus on what your best effort is. And you know it. You know when you're doing it, right? It's the one thing you can't lie to yourself about. You know when you fake it or you dog it or you just don't give it the right effort. No one else might notice, but you will notice. So, you know, your best effort. You know, when Michelangelo was doing, you know, the Sistine Chapel and, you know, Da Vinci's doing his stuff, they weren't worrying about what other people were painting, right? They weren't going, well, I hope somebody else ain't doing a Sistine Chapel too. They were just there doing their Sistine Chapel. They were there doing their Mona Lisa. They were there just doing their best effort. So I want you to really focus on that for me. Whatever it is, just keep in your mind those three words, your best effort, your best effort. What is your best effort, not the other person's? The reason I want you to focus on your best effort is I've got a real focus, you've heard me say it before, The trap of modern celebrity voyeurism. Our entertainment and news cycle means that we are obsessed with other people's lives. And I've got a huge problem with that. That's why I don't watch television. I'm much more interested in the drama of your life and the drama of my life. And I read a brilliant, you know, very scholarly academic article years ago about the drama inherent in our own lives. Okay, there's so much drama, good and evil, choices taking place in your life every day. Get your focus off people you will never meet. Don't worry about what's happened on reality TV or online newspapers or Facebook, and get off that, seriously. Unless it's really useful to you, making you a better human being, get off it and focus on your best efforts and what you can contribute best. Another idea for practicality, this idea of being your own competitor, don't compare yourself to others. Don't worry about what the other people are doing. I've kind of just said that, but you know, it's this idea of comparison. John Duns Scotus, writing in the 14th century, famously said, "Every human comparison is essentially diabolical," which translates as every way we compare ourselves to someone else is satanic. Basically, he's going, God creates you as a unique person, and if you start looking around going, if only I could do what they do, if only I was like them, then that's really not what God has in store for you. He wants you to be you and contribute what you can contribute. Give you a couple more examples for practicality. I was thinking about Apple, you know, the computer company. I mean, they basically, you know, really just went out and did their own thing. I mean, we could probably say, yeah, they wanted to beat Microsoft, but they really wanted to create something unique. Their internal competitor, I mean, they were their own competitor. You know, they wanted to create something really unique under Steve Jobs. I mean, his idea was not how can I beat Microsoft, but how can I create something that he used to say would put a dent in the universe, right? Something really awesome. So for guys like Jobs, you know, and I read the biography recently, he was a very complex character, but at least we can say that it was always about innovation and experience, and I think they drove themselves. They didn't worry too much about what everybody else was doing. They were really just worried about creating something unique. And that ties in an idea called Blue Ocean Strategy. It's a book I read years ago from Harvard Business School. Blue Ocean Strategy is basically saying in business, don't compete in water that's all, you know, red, where all the other sharks are feeding, right? Where all the sharks are doing all this, ripping things to pieces, and all the competition is. He says, get out of that and go into a blue ocean, go into clean water and do your own thing. So, you know, you are the competitor. You know, from now on, just take this one idea that you're the internal competitor, and what you do, you can't hide the truth from yourself about the level of your efforts, and just do that. Just drill down to going, am I giving my best? Am I giving my best? You know, have times for rest, and I did that self-care podcast recently last week. Listen to that. I'm not saying drive yourself all the time. I'm saying that when it's time to perform, when it's time to really create or work, give your best stuff by doing your own best efforts. I'll give you a great quote here to finish from Michael Jordan, arguably the greatest basketball in history. He says, "You have competition every day because you set such high standards for yourself that you have to go out every day and live up to that." And hear that again. Jordan says, "You have competition every day because you set such high standards for yourself that you have to go out every day and live up to that." Listen, all I'm learning as I get older is that the price of success in life, however you judge that financially, relationally, you know, spiritually, you really got to do different stuff to the rest of the punters. If you do what everybody else does, you will get what everybody else gets. So switch on to self-sabotage. Where are you holding yourself back? Where are you not doing your best work? And realize that the toughest competitor is always internal. All right, post a comment under here for me. Share this link with friends. Chuck it on social media for me. I really hope it's been useful. Post a comment. I want to hear what you have to say about it and give me any feedback on it. I'm Jonathan Doyle. This has been The Weekly Podcast. Share it with your friends, and I'll be speaking with you again next week.